In the case of Cambodia, justice has been arriving in slow motion. Today, three former leaders of the notorious Khmer Rouge regime went on trial in the capital, Phnom Penh. Cambodia has waited more than 30 years for this moment. The three defendants are facing charges in connection with the deaths of an estimated 1.7 million people in the late 1970s. But as Erwin Loy reports, the concept of justice has different meanings for each of the surviving victims of the Khmer Rouge.
Khup Aisa sits on her bed, her wrinkled hands folded over a flowing skirt. She has the TV on in the background. Today, she'll walk into a courtroom on the outskirts of Phnom Penh and stare into the faces of the people she holds responsible for her misery.
I'm not at peace with the Khmer Rouge. They killed my family. Even my niece, they killed her. She was only 6 months old.
It's been more than three decades since the Khmer Rouge fell from power, but the nightmares still keep Aisa awake at night. Aisa is a Cham Muslim, a minority group here. The Chams faced particular persecution under the Khmer Rouge for their religious beliefs.
One day, they forced me to eat the meat of the pig. I can't do that because it's not allowed under Islam. I didn't want to do it. I tried to beg them, but they said if I don't eat it, they'll take me to a new place to live.
It was a euphemism for execution. In less than 4 years, the Khmer Rouge wiped out one quarter of Cambodia's population. Aisa once thought she would never see the day when Khmer Rouge leaders would face justice. Still, she's only half convinced the United Nations-backed tribunal will bring her peace. The Khmer Rouge leaders are all old, she says. They could die before the court can bring me justice. But other Khmer Rouge victims have already given up on the court. Thierry Seng hurls darts at a giant photo of former Khmer Rouge head of state Khieu Samphan, one of the three people on trial. The words poetic justice are pasted on the sides of her makeshift dartboard.
Well, I am getting my poetic justice on the face of Khieu Samphan, who was the former head of state of the Khmer Rouge, and who I hold personally responsible for the deaths of my parents, of my aunt and uncle, of 2 million other Cambodians. And so since I'm not getting my justice in a court of law because the court of law has become a complete sham.
Seng was recognized by the court as an official Khmer Rouge victim with the right to be represented at tribunal hearings, but she's not participating in protest, she says, of the court's failings. The tribunal allowed victims to participate directly in the first Khmer Rouge trial, but there are so many victims in this case that the court appointed a team of lawyers to represent them. Seng says the court has reneged on its promise to involve the victims.
There's a lot of beautiful phrases that are thrown out there with victims' reconciliation, national reconciliation, victims' participation, but zero substance.
The court has also been criticized for its handling of two other cases still under investigation. Critics claim the court's investigating body botched the inquiry because of pressure from the Cambodian government. It opposes further tribunals. Claire Duffy is a legal monitor with the Open Society Justice Initiative.
This has, of course, raised huge questions about the independence of the court, huge fair trial questions, and huge questions about justice for victims of Khmer Rouge atrocities.
Because we all have different expectations, because we won the trial at our own term, because we all lost family member.
Yuk Chang directs the Documentation Center of Cambodia. The group's archives form the foundation of the court's evidence. Chang agrees the court needs to reform, but he says the concept of justice is different for every Cambodian, and that shouldn't negate the importance of putting the Khmer Rouge leaders on trial.
What can the court bring it to me? Can they bring back my sister? Can they bring back 2 million life? Can they bring back justice at our own term? Can they put all of them into a life sentence in prison? No. So what's in it? It's a process that we have to take back the history. We have to take in charge of our own life history.
At the end of the first day, Khup Aisa stands outside the courtroom. She says she tried to look into the eyes of the Khmer Rouge leaders on trial.
When I looked at their faces, I felt so much anger. If I was a man or a stronger person, maybe I would have tried to hit them. They did so much damage to my family, but they just sit there without anything to worry about. It didn't feel good to see them.
This trial is expected to last at least 2 years. For The World, I'm Erwin Loy in Phnom Penh.